Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
And joining us on the phone now from the States is Sarah Drew. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. So excited to see you in the new movie.
I hope you like it.
It's so cool. I've seen it, and I am just recommending it to everybody I speak to. It's so good to have this movie out, Indivisible. And must have been pretty cool for you. I mean, obviously, you play opposite your Grey's Anatomy husband in this movie. So what was that like? It must have been a bit of deja vu for you.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's fun getting to be in a leadership position, so I get to just bring all my friends on board, and it was really fun.
And did you do that? Was that your, you know, did you have a bit of sway in there with the casting? Did you say, right, if I'm going to be in this, I need my husband from Grey's Anatomy?
And it wasn't quite like that, but I did, you know, when they offered me the role, I said, sure, I'll do the role as long as I can be an executive producer. Just because the material is so intense, we go into these very deep places, and I just wanted to be sure that I have the right cast surrounding me to be able to really tell this story effectively. And so it was neat. It was neat to kind of be given the reins a little bit in that regard and to offer up people as options for these different roles, and then get to call up my friends and say, hey, want to come do this movie with me? It was really fun.
That's great.
So cool.
As you say, it did have some fairly deep themes. I mean, obviously PTSD, depression, grief are all dealt with, and they're dealt with it, yeah, from a military perspective, being this particular story.
Right.
But I guess obviously those things aren't necessarily unique just to returned servicemen and their families. So what will non-military families learn from watching Indivisible?
I think we're hearing, you know, from reactions to people coming out of the theaters, we're really feeling that people are finding incredibly universal truths in this story, because I think anybody in any kind of committed relationship knows what it's like to struggle, knows what it's like to go through really hard, rough patches. And even if you're not in a relationship, everybody deals with pain on some level. Everybody deals with moments of hopelessness in their life. That is a heavy universal appeal to people. And what this film really does tackle is it dives headfirst into the problem of pain and how do we work through it and how do we come out the other side. And I think it offers a tremendous amount of hope, which is also something that I think people really need right now. People really need a good dose of hope right now.
Mm.
So as a newlywed myself, I'm really interested to know, what do you think the keys are to making, you know, healthy marriage work and make it really indivisible?
I think a foundational aspect of keeping a marriage in a healthy place is learning when to ask for help. I was drawn to this story because I saw my own marriage playing out in the Turner story. I went through a dark time, and the reason it kind of came to a head is because I was too embarrassed and ashamed to say that it wasn't good and that it needed help and that I needed help. But once I was able to say that out loud and recognize it, then we were able to go into the room with the counselor and work through the stuff and uncover all the stuff. That enabled us to figure out how to love one another better and communicate better. And then we came out on this other side in this, like, really beautiful friendship and marriage. So I feel like that's the first thing, is learning how to ask for help and then going and getting the help that you need.
I guess it's a fairly simple thing, but it makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It makes all the difference. And honestly, like, some of those sessions they were so painful because you're required to kind of bring things out into the light that you've kept hidden for a really long time. And sometimes things he says hurt me, and sometimes things I said hurt him. But the only way to be able to get to the light and get to a place of reconciliation and healing is to pull all of the stuff out of the dark and bring it into the light so that you can examine it and start to sort through it. And it's hard work, and sometimes you feel like you're taking 10 steps back before you take one step forward. But it's so worth it. And at least that was my takeaway in my story, is that it was so worth it because our marriage became so much stronger. stronger, and our love for one another became so much stronger.
And obviously we see that in the movie as well. You know, you guys playing that part of Darren and Heather, and there was the same, some very awkward conversations in that counselling room, but it was so worthwhile. Have you had a chance to meet the real-life Darren and Heather Turner?
I have. We got to meet them. They came to visit set one day while we were shooting. You know, he's still in active duty, so he's working and couldn't, you know, be on set with us the whole time. But it was really neat to get to meet. Their whole family came out, and we got to hang out with them for a day. And they're just such good people. They're so transparent and vulnerable. And I think that's what makes them so, that's what makes their story so powerful, is because they have the vulnerability and courage to share even the darkest places. And now it's now on the big screen, so I'm grateful for them.
That's wonderful.
What was it like being on a more faith-based movie? Because you're used to doing more secular films and TV shows, other things you've been in, like Grey's Anatomy. So what was it like being on a faith-based movie? Was it different?
This was actually my second faith-based movie. I did one called Mom's Night Out several years ago.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
It was a lot of fun. You know, I would say it's just like every project is different. But what I really loved about Indivisible is we had about 150 volunteers that were working in craft service and in our transport department. We had also like a huge group of people praying for us around the clock, which was incredible. And I think
that's cool.
Yeah, I think that for us, for the whole cast, it really infused us all with a deep sense of purpose, knowing that all these people were giving up their time freely without asking for anything in return just because they believed in the message of the story. And so that was a pretty powerful and unique aspect of working on this film.
Amazing. So cool.
Well, we'll continue to pray that it will be seeing some great fruit, because I believe that it's going to have a massive impact on the people that go to see this movie. And we really appreciate you taking some time to talk about it with us today. We really appreciate chatting to you today.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you guys too.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.